I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Lots of spring sports action on Friday night as many events were moved from Thursday to Friday due to the weather. Atlantic picked up a meet on the girls' side as they headed to the Reto girls' track meet, and they came in second in the large school portion of that meet. Glenwood came out on top with 139 points. Atlantic right on their heels with 133.5. Clarinda, Trainer, Creston, St. Albert, Reto, and Shenandoah, the rest of that large school field. Atlantic got wins from Haley Rasmussen in the 200, the 400, and the long jump. Ava Rush, a winner in the 800 meters. And the Trojans won the 4x400-meter relay and the distance medley. Glenwood also with 6 event wins on the night on their way to that team title. In the small school section of that meet, it was Audubon coming out on top with 183 points. Essex was second with 102, followed by Southwest Valley, Lennox, Bedford, and Sydney. Audubon got wins from Madison Steckler in the 200, Hannah Tigerson in the 400 meters. Grace Slater won the 1500 meters and the 3000. Elizabeth Zeiger, a winner in both the discus and the shot put. And the Wheelers also won the 4x400 meter relay, the shuttle hurdle relay, and the sprint medley. At the Denison Co-Ed track meet, the Harlan Cyclones swept the team championships as they scored 182 points to win the girls' title. It was Underwood second with 110, followed by Denison Schleswig, Woodbine, Tri-Center, IKM Manning, Booyer Valley, and the Denison JV. The Cyclones won 11 events to secure that team title. They swept all of the relay events as well on their way to that victory. In the boys' side, it was Harlan coming out on top with 143 points, Woodbine second with 116, followed by IKM Manning, Denison Schleswig, OABCIG, Booyer Valley, Tri-Center, and the Denison JV. The Cyclones grabbed wins in 6 events to secure the team win. Aiden Hall won the 200 meters, and Trey Gross a winner in the 1600 meters there for the Cyclones. Also, the Missouri Valley Big Red Relays were held last night, and Trainer came out on top of that boys' meet with 155.5 points. Underwood was second with 124.5. Carroll, Cam, and Logan Magnolia, the top 5. It was the Cardinals winning 7 events on the night. Sid Schaff led the charge with wins in the 100, the 400 hurdles, and was also part of the anchor leg for the 4x200-meter relay and the 4x400-meter relay wins there for Trainer. Cam picked up a win from Lane Speaker in the 200 meters. Jack Fullman was a winner in the 110 hurdles there for the Cougars. Also, the Clarinda Boys Cardinal Relays were held last night. Lewis Central running away with the win there as they scored 172 points. Clarinda was second, followed by Glenwood, Red Oak, and Shenandoah, the top 5 teams. Lewis Central picked up 9 wins to secure that team championship. They had a couple of double winners. Nathan Sell won the 400 and the 800, and Ethan Eichhorn a winner in the 1600 and the 3200 meter runs. That's a look at your track results there from last night. Moving on to other spring sports. In boys soccer, it was PCM coming out on top of Atlantic 3-0. ADM a 3-0 win over Harlan. Conestoga, Nebraska beat Trainer 3-1. It was Des Moines East a 5-1 win over Harlan, and St. Albert shut out Underwood 5-0. In girls soccer, Lewis Central a 6-0 winner over Scotus Catholic. Scotus Catholic beat Glenwood 2-0. Scut Catholic a 2-0 winner over Councilboss Abraham Lincoln, and Underwood beat St. Albert 3-2. In boys tennis, Atlantic coming out on top of Creston 6-3. They got singles wins from Grant Sturm, Ethan Sturm, Bodie Johnson, and Dayton Templeton. Doubles winners for the Trojans were the Sturm boys and also Johnson and Templeton. And then in other boys tennis, it was Abraham Lincoln, a 7-2 win over Shenandoah. Denison Schleswig, 9-0 over Cherokee. Southwest Valley beat Glenwood 5-4. St. Albert, a 6-3 winner over Thomas Jefferson. In girls tennis, Atlantic coming up just a match shy as they fall to Creston 5-4. Atlantic got singles wins from Addie Schmidt and Aspen Nicholson, and it was doubles wins from Tessa and Nellie Grooms, and then the duo of Schmidt-Nicholson as well, also winning a doubles match. In other girls' tennis, Abraham Lincoln an 8-1 winner over Shenandoah. Denison Schleswig beat Harlan 7-2, and Glenwood a 6-3 winner over Sioux City East. In boys golf action, it was East Union a 200-204 winner over Bedford. Medalist was Gus McNeil of East Union with a 46. Exira EHK 186 to Coon Rapids Bayards 188 and West Central Valley there with no team score. Medalist, though, was Grant Kaltleiter of West Central Valley with a 46. IKM Manning beat Riverside 249 to no team score. Tyler Brandt of IKM Manning medalist with a round of 40. Panorama and Kemper Catholic both shot 176 last night. It was Panorama edging it out on the tiebreak. And then Webster City also there shooting a 182. Sydney a 216 to 233 winner over Rockport, Missouri. Medalist was Will Bryan of Sydney with a 49. Trainer 176 to 187 over Underwood. Medalist there was Joey Kahns of Trainer with a round of 41. In girls' golf, Creston edged past Atlantic 197 to 208. Medalist was Riley Driscoll of Creston with a 36. Runner-up Ronnie Hook of Atlantic with a 47. East Union a 259 to no team score win over Bedford. Medalist was Abby Harper of East Union with a 53. IKM Manning shot 249 to Riverside's incomplete team score. It was medalist Bree Mulbauer of IKM Manning with a 50. And Trainer 225 to Underwood's no team score. Medalist was Maddie Lewis of Trainer with a round of 48. Let's look at your spring sports scoreboard there from yesterday. In baseball, we had a college game for you here on the radio, and the Iowa baseball team only mustered three hits against Minnesota last night, but came away with a 7-1 win. The Hawkeyes took the opener of the weekend Big Ten series at Duane Banks Field in front of a 50% capacity crowd. Redshirt freshman Peyton Williams came up with the big hit of the night by blasting a grand slam to right field in Iowa's 6-run fifth inning. It was his first career grand slam. Starting pitcher Trenton Wallace delivered six scoreless innings for the Hawkeyes to help them get that win. Hawkeyes have hit a home run in nine of their last 12 games. Game two of that series is this afternoon at 2:05. In Major League Baseball yesterday, in interleague action, it was San Diego 3-0 over Texas. In the American League, Tampa Bay beat the Yankees 10-5, Cleveland a 4-1 winner over Detroit, the Angels 7-1 over Toronto, and Oakland 6-2 over Houston. In National League play, the Dodgers beat Washington 1-0, San Francisco a 3-1 winner over Colorado, Atlanta beat Philadelphia 8-1, and Cincinnati was a 6-5 winner over Arizona. We'll have Major League Baseball for you today as the Cardinals get back into action and finish off their weekend set against the Brewers. 12:20, the pregame start time with first pitch on the way at 1:15. That'll be the same go time on Sunday that we'll have coverage for you as well. And in golf, Justin Rose continues to lead the Masters, but his advantage has shrunk from 4-1 shot over Brian Harman and Will Zalatoris. Rose is 7-under following his even par 72 that included three birdies on the back nine. Zalatoris climbed the leaderboard with a 4-under 68 while Harman signed off on a 69. Jordan Spieth and Mark Leishman are two strokes back and one ahead of six others, including Justin Thomas. And defending champion Dustin Johnson missed the cut, as did Rory McIlroy and Brooks Koepka. That's a look at the latest in sports. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.